How to Build Your Wardrobe Part 2, Men's Clothing Specifics. All right, I'm going to start off with 5 wardrobe building guidelines for men. Number 1, you need to master interchangeability. You've heard me say this before, but I can't iterate it enough. If you focus on your clothing being interchangeable, and the great part is most classic, simple pieces are, you're going to be able to get a multiplying effect where everything is going to be able to work. The danger here, and where most men fall down, is they get fixated on a piece or something that they really like, but yet it doesn't work with most things in their wardrobe. So that is a great want piece, but that's something that you should hold off on. And that's why it's so important to focus on the classics, focus on fit, and all of a sudden you've just about aced the test. The other one is, and I just talked about it, make sure your clothing fits. So whenever you're buying a piece, you need to try it on and get as close to making sure it fits as close as it can before you get it adjusted. If you're buying something online, make sure they've got a decent return policy, because if it's too large and it can't be adjusted, and you can't return it, I mean, you're SOL. Select classic colors, patterns, and styles. So a lot of people think classic is boring. But have you ever really listened to classic music? I'm talking the great stuff. There's a reason that it is truly a classic. That's because it's timeless. And the same thing with going after colors, patterns, and styles that your father wore, that your grandfather wore. Perhaps your father, I don't know, maybe your father didn't wear them. That was probably where a disconnect was. But in any case, guys, look to the classics. Avoid cheap and instead seek value. So think about it. If you're going to be putting parts on your car, if you go with a cheap part that is made from an inferior alloy, it is going to break before something that is made from a good part. And you need to be thinking long term. It's better to buy one suit that's made from a good fabric that's going to last you and take care of it than to go with a number of cheap suits. Now, a very inexpensive suit that you find at a thrift store that's made from quality material, that's not a cheap suit. That's a great, great deal. But what I'm getting at there is just avoiding the stuff that is made really, really cheap that we find at most box stores. Finally, give yourself time. The more time you have to build your wardrobe, the less you're going to spend and the more likely you're going to make wise decisions. If you don't have the time, seek out a professional that you can trust. I mean, that's why I'm in business, because I'm able to work with men who trust me and they come in and we build the wardrobes. So wherever you're at, try to find somebody like that, and it's going to be a win-win situation, especially if your time is valuable. So let's talk about the foundation suits. So every man should own at least one suit. I don't care who you are. You need to own one suit, and that one suit, you need to make sure it fits, it's dark in color, and it's timeless in style. So what do I mean here? All right, I've already talked about proper fit earlier, but what I haven't so much talked about is the style. So for most men, this is going to be a 2 or 3 button suit. It's going to have normal size lapels, which are about 3 to 3.25 inches, give or take a bit. They're going to be notch lapels, peak lapels if it's on a double-breasted, although I say stick with single-breasted jackets for your foundation suit, so you're going to have most likely notch lapels. If it's got peak lapels, be a little bit careful. That's not necessarily for a first suit. You want to have either double or single vent. I prefer the double vent, but if all you can find is a single vent, go for it. Now let's talk about the color. It's going to be solid. It's going to be dark, either charcoal gray or navy. Black if you've got perhaps dark skin and black hair, but for you need to be careful. If you go black, it's almost too stark of a contrast for light colored men. Your trousers, they need to be made from the same fabric as the suit. So it doesn't really, if you can tell a little bit of a difference, or if you ask somebody and they are asking you, you know, are those made to be worn as a suit, then you have a problem. Now, be careful, because you could actually, if you're washing your trousers, sending them off to the cleaners more than the jacket, there's going to be a fade, and all of a sudden you're going to lose. So I always recommend a man get two pairs of trousers, if he can, that exactly match the suit, and always get them dry cleaned together. Now let's talk about the core dress shirts. The core dress shirts should fit a man, and they need to be simple in design. I think the first three shirts in your wardrobe, they should be solid. So if you have one suit, you're going to have three shirts, and they're going to be solid. White or light shades of blue, because the lighter the color, and as long as it's solid, the more formal it's going to be. So a medium to dark blue is actually less formal than a very light colored pink or light gold. Even though you may be thinking the pink, you know, is about as formal as it gets. And in some cultures, you need to be aware of that. But in general, without a pattern and light colored, that's where you first want to start it off. Now, you can change a few things on the shirt. And in fact, you could even have three base shirts, which are all the same color. Let's say you went with three whites. But what you could do is change up the style. And all of a sudden, you've got a wide variety. French cuffs, it's always going to be dressier than barrel cuffs. But barrel cuffs are the simple, easiest ones to find and the easiest to adjust. If you can, skip the pocket. And above all, make sure it fits you properly. So take it to a tailor, perhaps get the shirt darted. Last but not least, on the collar, make sure the collar is a regular point collar. You can go with a medium spread or a slight point, but once it becomes a narrow point or it becomes a wide spread, it's not a good base shirt because it just stands out a little bit, and it's really not the path you want to go on your first three shirts. Your first dress shoes, keep them black. The second pair, you can go black or brown or, you know, a light brown, but you want to go black. It's always going to be the most formal, and I know it's less interesting, but it's incredibly versatile. It's also always easy to match with a belt. You want to go, if it's for the suit, you want to go with a simple pair of closed lace Oxfords. Now, they're called different things, but the Balmoral Oxford is simply put, what I mean by closed lace is that the outer leather portion of the shoe covers up the inner tongue. So I've got pictures, and you should be able to find it out there. But again, classic closed lace Oxford is going to be the dressiest one that you want to wear with a suit. Now, you do see the blucher, and the blucher is where the lacing system has been slapped on to the outside leather. You do see men, especially in the United States, wearing this with a suit. Technically, it's wrong, but it is so common that if you do this, it's not going to make a difference. But if you're going to, you know, that is where you perhaps want to have a second pair of more casual shoes, and this is where you could go with a dark brown. Your tie collection. Keep your ties simple. I like to go with darker, very simple patterns. You can go with some solids. That's the easiest thing to do. But I always like going for a very subtle, semi-solid pattern. So there's a great company out there called Charles Alexander Neckwear. He's got a very limited selection, but all of his ties are very classic, very simple. They're all made over in the UK, and I think the English have really perfected the art of very, I would say, subtle masculinity. Casual shoes and boots. So the picture I have there are Converse. They've actually become a classic, and that's a great sneaker dress shoe. I'm sorry, not a dress shoe, but it's a great sneaker, and it looks better than wearing a pair of trainers or running shoes. Because when it comes down to it, if you're going to go running, wear running shoes. Any other time, don't wear them. It's really that simple. And instead, introduce more casual options. Your shoes are easily the place where most men can elevate their style. So look at saddle shoes. Look at Timberland dress boots. I mean, there are so many things that you can do with your feet and with your shoes to really take it up to the next level. Dress boots are another option, especially if they're more casual and they're laced. These will look great with almost any type of denim, especially a dark raw denim. And you can wear this with a dress shirt, and it just really, it's a little bit more rugged of a look. It's going to be more casual because of the ruggedness, but at the same time, it's always going to be higher level than, you know, just t-shirt and jeans. Speaking of jeans, always go with darker denim for your first few pairs. And I've got a great picture in the ebook that you can check out, and you can see the light right next to the dark. the light is always going to be more, if you're going to a rock concert, wear those light ones that are a bit faded with your Rolling Stones t-shirt or whatever. But if you're not going to a rock concert, consider leaving the light colored jeans to the side. Slacks or odd trousers. Okay, with slacks, focus on the fit. Make sure you don't have a whole lot of excess room in the crotch area. Start off with a couple pairs of dark colored slacks. I like grays. They're not as stark of a contrast as black, and they're going to match almost anything. So a charcoal gray, a medium gray, a light gray, right there. Now for summer wear, you may want to consider, that's where you would bring in the khakis, the tans, even something that's, an off-white, perhaps if you're in a really hot area. The fabric that they're made from, cotton, especially a lightweight cotton, is going to be very breathable. But a tropical weight wool is going to be dressier and almost just as breathable. In fact, you could even argue it's more breathable. At the end of the day, there is a difference between the quality, though, of the cottons. So look at a pair of Dockers and then look at a pair of nice dress slacks. They're made from cotton, but you can obviously see a big difference. Button-up short sleeve shirts. Okay, these are going to be normally sports shirts, but I put polos in this section as well. Now, these are distinct from the infamous short sleeve dress shirt, which the short sleeve dress shirt is exactly what it sounds like, a short sleeve dress shirt. The sports shirt, oftentimes, we often see double pockets. We'll see epaulettes. We'll see little patterns on it, which give it maybe a military feel. It'll use a little bit more rugged of a fabric, so perhaps like chambray. Now, these are a great option if you're in a hotter area, but an even better option is to get a longer sleeve shirt and to roll it up. All right, we're going to be talking about shorts very quickly. Shorts are always casual wear. There's no getting around this, so think twice about wearing them, especially to a business event. If you can wear a dress pair of slacks with a polo, that's going to look better than any type of shorts with a polo. And I mean, shorts predominantly, they were always associated with what children wear. So you can wear them if you're going to the beach, if you're going to a place where you already really know everybody, but just be aware that shorts are really dressing it down. Sweaters. I love sweaters. Sweaters are one of the most versatile items simply because they're comfortable, but at the same time, they give off a feel and a look of being more sophisticated. Now, I'm not talking about the Christmas sweater, which, yes, has, maybe a picture of Little House on the Prairie or something like that on the front, that or the novelty sweater. You want to avoid that. What you do want to get on your sweaters is go for a cashmere medium weight sweater is going to be great because it's going to keep you warm. It's going to be incredibly versatile. You can wear it under a jacket. You could wear it by itself. Look at other also styles, V-necks. Now, you can go with heavier weight sweaters, such as the Aran sweater, the cable knit sweater. These sweaters are great, but they're made to be more worn by themselves, and they're not going to be as versatile. So those are going to be more for, if you're going to be wearing them with denim or with a pair of dress slacks. The thing with sweaters is make sure that it fits you properly. It's worth taking it to a seamstress and seeing if she knows somebody that can help adjust the sweater. Sometimes sweaters can be brought in on the sides. It will give you a much better look, but it is a bit harder. So that's why focus on getting the right fit. Also pay attention to the material that the sweater is made from. If it's made from a wool, you've got to treat it like you do a suit. You can't be washing this in your washing machine. Otherwise, you're going to find this sweater now fits, like a 10-year-old boy. So you pass it on to your son there. Sports jackets and blazers. The most underutilized pieces of gear I see in the United States are sports jackets and blazers. For some reason, we've gotten away from this item, which always makes us look better. So if you can pull off an odd jacket, make it happen. And you may be saying, well, I don't want to wear something that, can get dirty or isn't durable. Well, look at an odd jacket in a fabric that is more durable. Tweed, corduroy. A lot of these, there are even unstructured jackets out there. The thing that you want is the silhouette and the cut of that jacket, because it's instantly going to add an air of authority to no matter what you're wearing. And it's going to make you look more credible and is an incredibly powerful outfit. I always recommend unless a man travels, he's a lawyer or a doctor or a banker, to go with the sports jacket ahead of the blazer. The reason being, a blazer is, in today's society, it really, unless you've got certain nautical needs, it doesn't fit, it's not as versatile as a sports jacket, yet a blazer is not a substitute for a suit. So you could have a suit, sports jacket, and then I would go for a blazer, or actually even before that blazer, I'd go for a second suit, and then go for a blazer. All right, we're going to be moving on to A Man's Wardrobe, Part 3.